You're listening to Hackers IRL. We're the people the news pretends are a single character. We are not. We pop shells, walk our dogs, fight with our printers, and somehow ship the work. This show is voicemails. Brain dumps from our side of the wire about whatever's on our minds. The line stays open. Up next, Panda from Ashura. Here's their story.
Hey guys, I'm a furry, and outside of InfoSec, you know, we have our own cons, and someone, I guess, recently came out with an application called TailTag to allow basically people to play a game when they're at a convention, specifically look for fursuiters who want to participate, and then, you know, be able to interact with them, you know, through the game. And think about, like, you know, collecting Pokemon or, you know, anything else, but it's live mascots at a convention. So I want to say, you know, the furry fandom has unique stances on AI as a pretty tight-knit community with a lot of artists. You know, there's a lot of, general extra recognition of slop. The idea of AI, training on, you know, artists, work and then taking, you know, their IP, is very guarded by the furry fandom. And, you know, in general, I would say we have a pretty negative, sentiment to AI. You know, it's led to something really interesting with this TailTag game. So, AnthroCon happened recently. It sounds like there was a ton of users on this game. It was a vibe coded app. I don't think that the person who made it very clear, that they were using AI tools in the process of, making the application, but I mean, of course they are. There's not really a better way to get something to market, you know, than utilizing AI right now. Where they went wrong was they either didn't know a bunch about the technology or, you know, just in a rush to ship, bypass some additional checks. And they left their database open, which is honestly really common for these vibe coded apps. I think, like, it's cool that other furries called them out for it. And, you know, obviously they shouldn't expose their users, to just general people on the internet. You know, they were, you know, exposing email addresses for all their users and a bunch of other stuff. So that's obviously not the best thing to do, but, what happened afterwards, I guess, is the piece that interested me. You know, there was almost like a shame, for not knowing something or for vibe coding an app. They apologized a bunch, you know, in the initial bit too. There was a lot of, it's almost like they didn't want anyone to know that they were vibe coding it. So they're saying, oh yeah, I use handwritten pieces, you know, that I fed to some AI, you know, agents to code pieces of it. And they were like cherry picking, you know, the words and trying to, you know, dodge the negative sentiment, you know, against general AI tools. People have come out, you know, since talking about how, like, you know, furries are a little blind to this whole thing right now because, you know, a lot of them take themselves out of the picture and don't really know what a vibe coded app looks like. And, you know, I think like using AI tools to make something is fine. And, you know, if you don't know everything, you know, or need to learn something to secure the thing that you build, that's the normal, you know, like learning experience of taking something that's fun and turning it into, you know, a business or, you know, just like if you build any business, you know, or any type of product, you know, there's going to be a lot of holes in it as you build it. And, you know, it's just a continual development process. after the kind of negative backlash from the community, and I didn't like the way Finn, you know, was kind of sugarcoating and lying about, you know, the current state of things, or, you know, how AI was involved in the you know, production of the app. You know, there's nothing to be shy about. Like, don't lie about it. Everyone's using these tools. But, you know, like, the community, I guess, pushed this person to the point that they no longer want to continue their project. So they made a final statement on it and then just took it offline and, you know, put a, like a delete me, you know, kind of button that you could choose to kill your account. And they said they weren't interested in coming back to the project or remaking the project from scratch if they didn't have a lot of community support to help them build it. So, you know, the outcome of this thing was, you know, they put an app out there in the world that people liked, people were using, you know, it had a bunch of huge security holes, but in the end, ultimately, you know, email addresses and some other basic info were compromised. It's not the end of the world. Nobody really got hurt. And the push notifications that got sent out, you know, were clearly other furries, you know, they're meowing and all kinds of stuff like that. So, you know, insecure push is obviously a bad thing, but, you know, this was still within our community. And the fact that this person now is at the point where they're just done making the app with AI and they want to remake it from scratch, you know, with another team and put a whole bunch more, you know, effort into it than fixing it. Like, it's, I don't understand personally, like, AI writes code. It doesn't write magic stuff that you can't play with. You know, if there's issues with the code, you fix the issues in the code. I don't understand scrapping the whole project. I don't understand, you know, why they were driven to essentially just abandon the thing that they liked. And I think that it's kind of sad to see. And if someone doesn't know entirely what they're building, if they don't understand pieces of it, you know, or if they get pieces wrong, they should try to put the effort into learning that and fixing the issues rather than just scrapping the whole thing. You know, if they felt like they couldn't do that, you know, reliably, then, you know, they should be asking for help. And they're already honestly getting help from the researchers who are other furries who are interested in, you know, helping them secure their app. I don't understand killing the project. And, you know, I know that AI has a lot of negatives, you know, from, you know, environmental impact, economic impact, everything else. But I also feel like we're doing a disservice to us, ourselves, you know, and furries, if we don't try to understand it better and use the tools and make sure that we can, you know, continue to be on a level playing field. I mean, you know, when we say furries run the internet, that's not going to continue to happen if we don't adopt AI. So, yeah, anyway, that's my little rant about TailTag and the recent breach that has wrought shockwaves through the furry fandom. You know, agree with me or not, I don't really care. You know, I will continue to use AI tools because it's part of my job, and I have nothing to prove to anyone. You know, if I want to secure something, you know, I do that after the fact with other tools that are industry proven. It's not rocket science. You know, you can have an AI agent that's running, you know, scans against your code, scans against your infrastructure. You could be doing CIS baselining and everything else, automating that stuff using tools that are already, you know, industry proven. You know, you don't have to rely on an LLM for everything. And LLMs can also, you know, run scripts that are a little bit more programmatic than something that's just going to, you know, treat something like a process that it glances at and, you know, maybe skip steps. So, you know, build those into your stuff. But anyway, Panda out. I hope you all have a great day and hear from you all soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Hackers IRL. Background music is Simplicity by Macroform. If you've got a story of your own, a breach, a leak, a close call, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 904-915-HACK. That's 904-915-4225. Up to 10 minutes. Choose to preserve your OPSEC, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.